the morning, 8 a.m. straight up on, it's Wednesday, August 24th, 2016, overcast, kind of cool, still in the 60s somewhere. Good morning. I was up too late reading last night. I slept in this morning too long. I'm not really awake. I've had about 2/3 of a cup of coffee. It was actually leftover from yesterday afternoon. Why not? I'm complaining. It's apparently trimmer day. There's a guy on a riding mower over inside the neighborhood here. I'm about to walk by a guy with a gas-powered trimmer. So at least this set of noise further behind. I don't have a lot to talk about today. I've been saying Dan, somebody that wanted a set of books, and I apologize to Ken Snyder for believing that his name was Dan. I've got books lined up. I will have to get them packaged up and get them weighed to find out how much it will cost to ship them. And it won't be very much, but I'll get that taken care of and send you an email, Ken. I really don't care about paper. That's the thing, and the reality is, there's no reason for me to, but I understand that as a memento, as an artifact, more than just as a box for the story, the paperbacks are valued and valuable, or valuable and valued, I guess, to readers. Which is why I talk about paperbacks as customer service. I have a truck. It's customer service, not revenue. Because I just don't sell enough paperbacks to make it worthwhile. That's why it's like events last week at the Tattered Cover, where they insisted that I should bring 25 copies of the book so that they could put up a nice display, which was charming, except that I only sold two, and one of them was to the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers so that they could give it away as a door prize. So, the event cost me $40 and I made $2 off it. You know, if people go ahead and buy the book later, that's great. I'm not really I haven't really seen an uptick in sales after the event. The 40 people who were there would sort of get lost in rounding. One out of 40 is, because that's about how many people were there, were 40. I sold one book to an audience member, a bona fide audience member. So one book out of 40 people, many of whom were not science fiction fans to begin with, I'm sure. A large number of which, whom were biased against South Pubs to begin with. Good morning. Good morning. It was a fun event. I got out of the house. I got a fun meal out of it. I ate a cheesemonger's plate from the International House of Cheese, or whatever that little shop was called. It was quite good. Which has me thinking about food, because food, and I'm quite hungry. Putting a blinker light on would have helped you a great deal, sir. The busiest intersection in the city. Four cars, one of them pulled up to the stop sign and stopped before I crossed the street, and I looked, and no signal light. And I just sat there. I still looked, no signal light, so I crossed the street. Sure enough, after I got in front of him, he turned on his signal light. After I got off the street, he turned. It's hard to... It's hard to be considerate of other people on the road when they don't really pay any attention to what the hell they're doing. Oh, that's nice. Speaking of which, reminds me, I'm doing Peer Reviewed, the blog with writers writing about self-published books. I'm going to have to emphasize that more. I've got 4 or 5 indie published books, which are fine, except that's, you know, small press is indie press, it's independent press. But it's not self-published, it just sort of flies in the face of the purpose of the blog to begin with, which is to highlight the self-published books, because people have this perception about them. But anyway, that's a different issue. I had one of those Monday that was published by some sort of author. I want to say author collective, because it was clearly a publishing house. It was a small press. And had I realized it, I might have said, no, come on. Come on, people. I'm going to have to start writing some, I guess. But this morning's book, Endurance, Gerke and Watts, underscored something that has been just bugging the crap out of me. So neither Gerke nor Watts, as near as I can tell, have much of a social presence. I did find a website for for William Gerke. He does not have a Twitter. I found the first hit on Google for each of them was Goodreads. That wasn't even Amazon, it was Goodreads. And I'm like, seriously? Come along, folks, come along. So, I spent too much time yesterday bitching about that. I got one guy who is an excellent guy, nice guy, nice writer. I met him on CIFWA. He sent me a bunch of reviews. That was Monk Post. Jonathan Brazzi, retired colonel, Marines, I think. Jonathan Brazzi, who writes military science fiction, not too surprisingly. And he sent me a whole raft of these. But he's not on Twitter. He's not on the places where I promote peer-reviewed. He's not there. And he keeps sending me reviews of titles for authors who aren't there either. It's like, I get that it's not necessarily important for people to know how to contact the author or where to find out more about the author, but the reality is it is important to at least hang out a shingle, for crying out loud. You don't have to actually practice. Just put up a sign that points to where you are. This idea that, oh yeah, social media takes forever, you have to spend hours and hours every day when you could be writing. No, actually, it's not true. It's a bunch of crap. Even if you're not going to participate in social media, at least have a sign. Have a pointer. Give us a clue. Give us a chance. It's like, if you don't want to sell any books, that's fine. If you don't care about selling books, that's fine. If you don't really care about growing an audience, that's fine. It's good. If you want to do that, then get an agent. Sell your book to New York. They won't sell it any better than you are. But most of the people that I talk to who are trying to operate in this space are trying to grow an audience. They're trying to find some kind of traction in the marketplace. And not doing the simple, easy, minimum level stuff is maddening. And then we have the people who abuse it greatly. Down off the soapbox, step back from the ledge, whatever. Let me think of something more pleasant, like what am I going to have for breakfast? Decisions. I can make omelets. I haven't made an omelet in a while. I just got dripped on. As in rain. It looks like it wants to rain. It looks like it's trying to rain. Yep, it is raining. Just spitting at the moment, but I'm going to pick up the pace. Try to get under cover before it opens up here. It's showing up as little spots on the sidewalk. Few and far between at the moment, but I just as soon not be out here when it's opening up a little more. I don't know if it will or not. We can take a chance. I'm going to think of more pleasant topics like, shall I fix for breakfast? It's funny, like this, I'm jonesing for a waffle iron. At some point, perhaps. Don't anybody send me a waffle iron, please. But I will make pancakes. If I get any blueberries, I will make pancakes. Because I haven't done that in a while. And I used to make pancakes during the school season about 3 times a week. Pretty sure I have the fixings. Barring blueberries. If I don't have any blueberries, then... Oh, maybe peach. I still got a half a box of peaches, and they are getting to be very ripe. Deliciously ripe. I've eaten a couple of peaches a day for a week. Okay, here we go. Crossing the street. Oh, I have to stop and pick up the milk. Milk delivery last night. Milk and cheese. Delicious cheese for some sharp cheddar. But here I am at the back gate. The point where I say tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.